Kilgard Town Football Club on Stray FM's Family Show.
Depression affects a huge number of young people and can be prevalent at this time of year in particular. You're about to hear the story of Chloe Bellaby from Harrogate. She is 17 and is one of the young players at Harrogate Town Football Club.
So I just struggled for a while. I didn't really speak about it to anyone until sort of last year, which is obviously why I got diagnosed last year. I was in hospital when I got diagnosed. I tried to take my own life, so that's when I got diagnosed with depression. Then I struggled a bit towards the end of last year, sort of planning my second attempt to end my life. I didn't think anyone else was going sort of through the same thing as I was. I thought I was just the only one. I didn't really understand it myself.
Depression doesn't need a reason and is often described as a cloud. It's different from simply feeling down or sad. But was there anything in particular that triggered it for 17-year-old Chloe?
I had sort of an incident with a guy that not many people knew about, so I sort of kept that to myself for a while, but I think it was just generally I didn't speak out about anything. I just kept it all to myself, which just bottled up.
So who was there to help?
I did have support networks. I had one teacher from school who's helped me probably a lot. Probably saved my life, I would say.
She was a typical sort of sporty person, so she was always bubbly, always having a laugh. She loved the joke, but always offering support to younger kids, always offering help to staff as well. General sporty kid who was always buzzing around the department.
That's Ricky O'Sullivan, a teacher from Rossett School in Harrogate, where Chloe went and played football when she tried to take her life on two separate occasions.
So the first time was a Year 11 girls football match, and she hadn't had the best game. And at the end of the game, she came off the pitch and I spoke to her and said, "Listen," I said, "what's up with you?" I said, "Everything all right?" And she just looked at me and put her head down. "Bellas," I said, "you had no spark out there." I said, "what went on?" And she just burst into tears, ran into the changing rooms. Something wasn't quite right. So the next day she came and apologised and spoke to me. I said, "nothing to apologise for, so we all have a bad game. I've had more than my fair share." And then it was slowly but surely then she kept dropping in. I'd heard already about her attempt in the summer, and she started dropping into conversation how she was feeling. And I just, well, we both decided really that we'd sort of take her under the wing, mentor her. But I think it was the whole PE department really who sort of took her under the wing and helped her out, not just one person.
Chloe now knows the importance of spreading awareness and helping to support people who need to talk. And the point is that it is okay to talk. In order to help, Chloe is setting off on an adventure in April, walking from Leeds to London with the aim of raising £10,000.
So we're sort of partnered up with Mind. We've been in touch with them. There's a group of us going to do it in April the 2nd, 10 days hopefully, so 195 miles. We're hoping to do it in that time, so it's about 20 miles a day.
There are lots of different things that help people with depression, and one area that helped Chloe was her involvement with Harrogate Town Football Club.
I think just going to football, sort of playing football every day, that massively helped me. The girls have been amazing, so it's just been like a family unit, really. They didn't know anything, but they helped me without knowing.
I think team sports in particular helped just a little bit more. I think the changing room is a massive plus. The social aspect, people to turn to, people to take your anger out on, people to support you, people to just forget it, help you forget. So help you smile, help you have a laugh. And then obviously playing the sport, not only the feel good chemicals, but if you have a good game, playing well, seeing where you can go to, seeing what the next step is, I think it's brilliant in terms of longevity.
So what advice would both Chloe and Ricky have for any people who might be going through similar mental health issues?
I don't think many people know about mental illness in school. A lot of kids feel down or don't know how to sort of speak out about something, but they don't associate it with a mental illness. So maybe if schools did have that in place, then they can get the support they need.
the way I put it to Chloe was, it's okay not to be okay. I said, teachers, parents, kids, we all get up one day and we all feel a bit rubbish. And that's perfectly normal. I think there's too much pressure on people, especially with the social media aspect of, you only ever get a snapshot of people's brilliant lives on social media. You never get a snapshot of when they're feeling a bit rubbish, feeling a bit down. But it's okay not to be okay. The more people understand it and the more people can open up and talk to people about feeling a bit rubbish and feeling a bit down, or having a grey cloud over them, or not wanting to get out of bed, then the more we can start helping the younger kids.
Chloe continues to play football in Harrogate Town Football Club, and Ricky continues to teach at Rossett School. You can find out more at strayfm.com/family.
Harrogate Town Football Club on Stray FM's Family Show.